This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Charlie Slows joins the show in a moment. We'll ask him about the Nats' trade deadline move of Brandon Kinstler. I'm taking your calls on that at 1 o'clock. Some NFL headlines really quickly. The NFL is looking into a marijuana study with the union about the potential movement toward players being able to use medicinal marijuana. Elsewhere, the New England Patriots booted Julian Edelman and Stephon Gilmore out of practice today. They got into a fight in the end zone. The Seattle Seahawks have reportedly agreed to a three-year contract extension with Cam Chancellor worth about $36 million. So Chancellor staying in Seattle, long-term contract for him. Nice, big, fat, juicy extension. Some of what's going on around the NFL today.
So, looks like a number of news stories, obviously, is in our face at this point with the NFL. But one that I found intriguing, GP, was, and it's kind of under the radar, because obviously Kaepernick gets the headlines, right, about he's not with the team. Remember last week, Robert Griffin III got a tryout with, not San Diego, mind you, but the Los Angeles Chargers, which is still a big adjustment for me to say. I'm going to call them San Diego a million times. I may do that more than I call Derek Carr David Carr or Coach McAdoo from New York the wrong name.
But what's his name?
He's Ben McAdoo.
He is Ben McAdoo.
Not Bob McAdoo, the NBA player.
You don't know how many touchdowns Robert Griffin threw last season?
I'm going to say four.
You don't know how many picks he had last season?
I'm going to say six.
Two touchdowns, three picks.
Ooh, lower on both counts. Half of what I said on both counts.
You don't know what his quarterback rating was?
71.
72.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Five games, 59% completion percentage, more picks than touchdowns. He got sacked 22 times in 147 dropbacks.
Man.
Think about that.
And then he got hurt, of course, on a scramble in the first game that he played for Cleveland.
And not to compare him to Cousins, but just because people know what it looks like with Cousins being the quarterback here in Washington. Griffin, 22 sacks, dropping back 147 times. Kirk Cousins was sacked 23 times, dropping back 606 times. So basically they got sacked the same number of times, except that Cousins dropped back well over 440 more times.
13% of his dropbacks, Griffin was sacked. That's ridiculous.
He's unrosterable. I was thinking about this yesterday. I had an epiphany on this yesterday. I was at my house. I saw a story that he was not going to be brought in by Baltimore to get a workout. Everyone's talking about Kaepernick, right? Griffin 2012 had a masterful season as well.
Rookie of the year?
He's done. I don't think he will ever play in the NFL again.
Remember we did that topic, and it was over under half a start, meaning does he ever start a game? And
right.
I said, of course he will. The carousel happens. Someone will get hurt. He asked, as I understand the story, his camp asked the Ravens, hey, do you want us to come try out? And they said, no, we're good. We'll take Josh Woodruff.
It is over.
Is this never going to happen?
I think it's over. It hit me yesterday, and I had a weird, sad reaction to it.
Yeah.
I legitimately had an emotional reaction where I thought, I'm sad about this. This thing is over. Now, it's a little different for me because I covered 2012. I was at the NFL draft when his name was called.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed him one-on-one that night in his blue suit in New York City.
I was doing the show. You put him on the phone with us.
Right. I interviewed him in person the week of the draft two different times. I spent hours upon hours with him at Redskins Park. I had a personal relationship with him. So for me, I guess there's more of a reaction because you have some type of rapport with someone and you've seen what they go through. But for fans, I think it's the same. I don't know how you wouldn't be sad about. Forget that he brought a lot of this on himself. Forget that I think, more so than even most people in this town do, that a lot of this was his fault. That he brought a lot of what happened here in Washington on himself. I don't care about any of that. I don't care that he got upset who was and wasn't there when he woke up from his surgery. I don't care that he wanted Mike Shanahan to be there after he woke up from his surgery. I don't care that he held it against Shanahan, that he didn't clap after certain completions. all the little things I heard over the years, some of which got reported, some of which didn't. I don't care about any of that. This guy had a great thing going, got hurt, and a few years later, in one of the most precipitous drops I've ever seen in my life, has fallen off a cliff, and his career is probably over. You can knock him in his personal life, the new girl and then the new kid. Whatever is your prerogative, that's fine. Here's what I know. A dude that was always a pretty nice guy to me, who did some great things for the Washington Redskins for a season, is never going to play again.
Think about the starbursts. Think about the, we couldn't get enough of any of it. 2012 was one of the most magical years in sports, in my sports memory. I mean, again, we're our threshold is lowered so much because we used to talk about championships, and hey, if it wasn't this year, it'll be the next year with the Redskins of the 80s and early 90s. Think about how far that's changed, but this was the most exciting thing, and it was reasonable to be excited. The Nationals were in the playoffs, a team that had never won more than 80 games since coming to Washington. I guess they'd been 81-81 one of those years, but the point is they were never close. Jumped up and won 98 games. Now you got Robert Griffin here taking this team by the bootstraps after a 3-6 start, winning 7 games in a row, changing everything. I had friends who were fans of other teams texting me after games, like even the game that the Giants came back and won because the Redskins didn't understand how to do a pre-vet defense, and Victor Cruz got behind the safety, which should never happen. The game that the Giants won after Griffin converted that 4th-and-10 where he danced around, you know, avoided Jason Pierre-Paul, ducked out another guy and hit Logan Paulson for 10 yards. My buddy who's a Giants fan texted me, goes, I cannot believe we have to deal with this guy for the next decade. This sucks.
I have so many memories, mostly from 2012, obviously.
Yeah.
But of moments where you go, this is going to be so special. We are so lucky to have this guy. The feeling I had on the sideline at the end of that week one 40-point, 400-yard game against New Orleans where the Redskins beat a Saints team that had been really good for a bunch of years, and Griffin lit it up. I thought, oh my gosh, this is different. This is special. I remember being at some bar in New Orleans the night before one of those games, and a couple of Redskins staffers told me, you're going to be blown away tomorrow.
You're not going to believe it.
And I was like, we'll see.
Okay.
Like, I'm telling you, this offense is crazy. No one's seen anything like it. Griffin's amazing. You're going to be blown away. And I go, I bet I'm not.
I saw a couple checkdowns in the preseason.
I was blown away. I was blown away. 88 yards to Pierre Garçon, second drive of the game right away. Boom. There it was. By the way, Garçon's debut. It's over. I really believe that. It hit me yesterday like a ton of bricks. And maybe people don't have an emotional reaction to it. Maybe, you know, he wasn't here last year. He hadn't played in a few years. Maybe you have negative feelings toward it the way it ended.
Or it's a 30 for 30, man.
I get that you're happy that Cousins is here and he's playing well, just like I am. I wouldn't trade anything of how it all worked out. I think the Redskins have a franchise quarterback and Griffin wouldn't have become one. But you said it right. It's a 30 for 30. And I think you could write it now. So I don't think we have to wait. I think the last chapter's kind of been written here. I think you could start to queue up the interviews and the writing of the 30 for 30 today because I think it is over.
The ending for me, and these are not comparable situations, but maybe they're kind of close because one was longer than the other. It reminds me of Gilbert Arenas here with the Wizards. Now, he was here for much longer and there was much more joy, but for a moribund, morose, terrible franchise that had just struggled, the only good thing was an aging Michael Jordan with busted knees almost dragging this team to the playoffs. The joy that Gilbert Arenas brought to that building, those game winners, lead the league in scoring and being as dynamic and fun and quirky as he was, people cared. People gave a crap about my Wizards, my lowly Wizards that tens of people would go see in Landover, Maryland. And then the end, how unceremonious it was.
Which is over.
After the knee injury, just kind of traded away to Orlando, and his career was basically over. And then he came off the bench in Memphis and was a disaster.
The Griffin thing reminds me, Danny, of like a movie love that's just so amazing and so great for such a short time, like a summer fling or whatever. But it's like a month and a half, and then someone goes off to war, or it's gone. You're like, oh, that was cool while it lasted.
Yeah, that's it.
Robert Griffin, as if this wasn't already sad enough, we found Peck's old montage on his time in D.C.
With the second pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Washington Redskins select Robert Griffin III, quarterback.
Tough game here, and here is RG3. He's going to run for the first down, and still on his feet. RG3 is going to outrace everybody.
The Redskins held victory.
76-yard touchdown run by RG3.
People will say I'm super excited about having RG3.
Griffin keeps it. He's got him. Downfield. Robinson for the touchdown.
Never a group of men for them to vote me as their captain, you know, shows that, you know, they truly believe in me as their leader.
The Redskins are on top.
But to have that C on your chest, it means something. You know, I just wanted them to know that I wanted to go back in.
I did. For a few plays.
You know, I knew I needed to get out at that point.
Get out at that point.
I couldn't move. At some point, you have to do what's right for the team.
Now Robert will fly down tomorrow to see Dr. Andrews. He's going to have some more tests and a physical exam.
Well, there is a concern. That's why he's going to go see him. That anytime you get an MRI and you have old injuries, he wants to give him a physical exam himself and give him a number of tests and evaluate him in person.
As soon as I woke up out of surgery, I put the A for the first game.
Well, Redskins quarterback RG3 was all in for week one, but apparently he is out for this week's game against the Atlanta Falcons. And
I think that's an excuse. I'm responsible for the way I play.
There's no excuses. You're not going to get any excuses from this guy.
We have to play better team football.
It's a team game. I just think we're too good to be a 10-loss football team.
That's the only thing I can walk away from the game right now saying.
My job is not always to be somebody's friend.
First of all, Robert needs to understand he needs to worry about himself, number one, and not everybody else. His job to worry about his position, his footwork, his fundamentals, his reads, his progressions, his job at the quarterback position. It's my job to worry about everybody else. Robert had some fundamental flaws. He did. His footwork was below average. So from his basic performance, just critiquing Robert, he was not even close to being good enough to what we expect from that quarterback position.
For me, I go out and I play. I know I'm the best quarterback on this team. I know I feel like I'm the best quarterback in the league. Those days are
gone. We have announced that Kirk Cousins will be the starter for 2015.
When I was young.
It's Kirk's team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.